radio show. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show for hour number three. And for those of you watching on Justin TV, this gorgeous creature sitting behind me is the lovely Lady Claire, who joins us on the third hour every Friday with her perspective on what we've been talking about all week. So, Claire, take it away.
Well, there are a couple of issues regarding Iran that I think people need to be paying attention to. As you mentioned earlier in the show, the U.S. government is saying that they've got this marvelous bunker buster, which can target and destroy hardened sites, like some of the nuclear sites in Iran. But I think, Michael, that the timing of the announcement about this, the timing of these kinds of announcements about weapons are never accidental. And let me share with you and our listening audience what's going to be going on. The end of last month, Israel brought their troops into position for a massive military drill very close to the Syrian border, and that will start on the 5th, which is Sunday.
Yes.
On the 6th, the U.S. will be doing another huge military drill in the Persian Gulf with its allies.
This is the U.S. government's Cinco de Mayo gift to Assad.
Oh, dear heavens. And also, you've got the P5 plus one plus the Iranian nuclear negotiators who are supposed to meet in Istanbul on the 15th of this month, coupled with the Iranian elections that should be held next month. I think that there's a convergence of events that's a little bit too cute to be called coincidental. Call me silly.
Well, we have seen many times in the past where assets will be pre-positioned, mm-hmm. and then the government does a look over their shoulder and say, is the American people with us or not?
Mm-hmm.
And because the American people have grown quite skeptical, we see them back off. But again, Boston was obviously intended to reignite war fever and Muslim hate in the American population.
Mm-hmm.
It failed.
Yes.
So I think the question has to be asked, if they're moving all of these very expensive assets back into position for strikes on Syria and potentially Iran, are they getting ready for a bigger, bloodier bang to try and get American support for the wars? Obviously, we've got the Kentucky Derby coming up. Mm-hmm. We understand security has been heightened there. I've seen one report, I have not been able to confirm it yet,
mm-hmm.
that the public are being prohibited from bringing in high-resolution professional-style cameras with them. Cell phone cameras will be allowed, but again, I saw this report that people bringing in ultra-high-resolution cameras, they're not going to be permitted. I don't know why that would be the case, other than somebody doesn't want the same kind of photographic embarrassments to surface that surfaced after Boston.
Right.
But again, absent a new gigantic explosion or something in the United States of America, the polls are already showing the American people do not support U.S. military involvement in Syria or Iran. We're sick and tired of war. We've had more than 10 years of it. We're tired of seeing our kids come home in those cheap metal boxes covered with those cheap Chinese-made American flags, all for the hegemony of the Federal Reserve note over the rest of planet Earth.
And the thing that makes me very nuts, and I appreciate what you said about making a distinction between the wars in which the civilian government puts our military and our military.
Yes.
These wars are essentially very publicly funded and very publicly fought, ultimately for private corporate gain. And
yes.
That's what makes me nuts.
All wars are for private gain.
Yeah.
Whether it's, you know, the emperor or the Vatican or whoever starts these wars, there's always a reason for the public to go fight them.
Mm-hmm.
And the public pays the cost.
Yes.
And the gain from the war goes to a select few individuals behind the war. And again, one of the reasons I'm a huge fan of Jim Carrey was his movie The Majestic. Because I grew up in a town very much like the fictional town they have in the movie, where, yeah, maybe the nation won World War II, but my town, we lost it. And we got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available to be shipped out to you, rush delivery. Heart and Body Extract is a 100% natural, organic, and wild-crafted formula made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. It is an excellent formula designed to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Order your 2-month supply by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Take the high road to a long and happy life. Heartandbody.com.
Wall Street wizards on the lam from a mental institution claim private retirement funds. Yeah, they are the best solution. But when the markets crash, we'll be asking where's the cash. Guess them folks in D.C. must be smoking Texas hash. Will Congress pay the piper when all the money's gone? Replace them all, start over while we all still can.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And Claire, you wanted to talk about, I think it was Pakistan?
Yes. Very important. And getting absolutely or almost no corporate mainstream coverage. The Pakistani...
We're the mainstream.
I know.
Corporate mainstream.
Lamestream.
Okay. All right.
The Pakistani elections, general elections, are due to be held on the 11th of this month. Now, this is a really good thing for the country of Pakistan because between the last election and this, there has not been a military coup. Very good for the Pakistani people. Both of the main parties, the ANP and PPP, are held in high contempt because of their collusion with the U.S. and allowing the drone bombings to continue, which in my world are immoral and illegal. They're terrible things. And there have been assassinations of various candidates, a lot of wet work going on.
Yes.
But the two main candidates are Nawaz Sharif and the former cricketer Imran Khan. Now, if Imran Khan does get elected, the U.S. government is going to have some explaining to do and some reckoning to do. Because Khan has taken the position that the drone overflies if he gets elected will not happen anymore.
Well, that guarantees he won't be elected, or if he's elected, he'll be shot off the podium when he's being sworn in here.
Yeah.
Do they have Diebold machines over there?
I do not know.
Diebold election systems. We guarantee the results.
Mm-hmm. Okay. But it's interesting, the entire tone and tenor of the Pakistani people has been turned against the United States because of these drone bombings. And it brings to mind another problem with U.S. foreign policy. It doesn't seem, Michael, as though the U.S. government has ever learned how to use aid as a carrot and a stick. Basically, it's just a bribe to allow the U.S. government and military to go in and do everything that the U.S. military wants to do. And that's a problem.
Well, the reason is because, and this is part of one of the downfalls of a government with a high degree of turnover, is that anybody who's in office is really only thinking in terms of the next 2 years, the next 4 years, the next 6 years,
right.
Or the next 8 years. And what happens after that is just not worth thinking about. So we see these various administrations that go in and say, let's overthrow Iran as they did in 1953. We'll get all these huge oil profits. We'll get a piece of the action and we'll retire happy. And when it all falls apart in 1979, it's not our problem to deal with. The people who started the Federal Reserve 100 years ago, they knew it was a pyramid scam, and they knew it would ultimately destroy the country. Woodrow Wilson, who signed the Federal Reserve Act, wrote in his diary he had destroyed the United States of America. But, hey, I got my pile of cash right now. I get a nice, luxurious, healthy, happy old age, and that's really all that matters. And this is the reason the United States keeps reporting these same, rather repeating these same foreign policy disasters over and over again. It always works for the people then incumbent in power,
right.
And they're not thinking in terms of the long-term consequences to the nation as a whole.
Yeah, I wish we had some adults in the room in the bowels of power in D.C. who actually thought like that. It would make a tremendous difference in the ability for our country to remain stable, you know, economically and in every other way. But there don't seem to be that many politicians.
No, there aren't. And again, this is one of the evils that we have seen come into every single nation enslaved to a private central bank, issuing the public currency as a loan and interest. They use some of their ill-gotten gains to simply buy themselves the government that supports their scam. Anybody who really seriously wants to change things for the better for the nation or the people, they're simply kicked out. Happened to Cynthia McKinney. Happened to Ron Paul.
Absolutely.
They didn't even try and hide how they railroaded Ron Paul out of the nomination in 2008, in 2012, and the GOP is still trying to say, why didn't anybody vote for our chosen candidate? Well, the attitude of most Republicans, and I'm one of them, if you're not going to give me the candidate I want, don't count on my vote or financial support. But unfortunately, the GOP leadership's attitude for those last two elections is, we'll give you the candidate we want, and you, as a loyal party member, you will vote for this person that we tell you to vote for. No, doesn't work like that here in the United States of America.
No, I wish we had a lot more plurality in the political process, more parties, because...
Well, that's the way the nation was started. The two-party system was developed to limit how many bribes to candidates the money junkies had to give.
Right.
You know, before, when the nation was started, and you had the Bull Moose Party, and you had this party, and that party, and the rest of the, and the money junkies were saying, oh, how many bribes do I have to pay to all these candidates to bypass the will of the voters? You know, because once a money junkie owns all the candidates in a race, he's basically bypassed the will of the people. Doesn't matter who actually wins, he owns the winner.
Right.
And so as a cost-cutting measure, we came to the two-party system so that any corporation wishing to completely subvert the will of the voters only has to pay out two bribes.
Yeah, it's really frustrating because I consider myself at this point in my life to be a fiscal conservative, but a social progressive. I think we can get more bang for our taxpayer buck by doing things differently. And we are throwing money at programs that make absolutely no sense.
Like the Department of Homeland Security.
Yes.
NTSA. And FBI and CIA, all of whom failed in Boston. If you believe the official story, they all failed.
Miserably.
Abominably. Epic fail.
Yes. And, where's my candidate? They don't exist. I don't see anyone on the horizon who could give me an alternative that I really feel I could vote for intelligently.
Well, I don't know. I may run for president in 2016. You want to be my campaign manager?
Why not?
All right. We're going to go for that.
A reckless abandon.
Campaign slogan for Rivero in 2016 is, he could hardly do any worse. That's
Amen.
My campaign slogan.
Amen. I think that's a wonderful campaign
yes.
slogan. Yeah.
All right. Do you have anything else?
I think that was it for today.
All right. Well, don't go away because we have a call on the line. Tom in Texas, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Do you have a question for Claire? We lost Tom. We lost Tom. Send out search parties. Put his face on a milk carton right now. All right. Well, I'm going to pull down Claire's microphone, and she's going to head on out of here, and I'm going to get back to some of the talking points. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Now, interesting little statistic talking about war and waste of money, and this gets right back to the issue I was saying the other day when we were talking about the poor performance of the F-35, poor performance of the F-22, these new littoral combat ships, which even the Pentagon says they're too lightly armored to survive an attack. They don't carry enough offensive power to really project across the littoral zone, which is what they're supposedly designed to do. They're not as stealthy as they were supposed to be, and their computer systems are wide open to outside hacking. And I said other countries may not spend as much on their military as the U.S. does, but if they're getting more bang for their buck, it's still going to be a credible military we're going to have to deal with. And again, wonderful movie, Pentagon Wars. I understand it's out there on the internet in its entirety someplace. Got to take a look at it. Richard Benjamin directed it, did a fabulous, fabulous job on this thing here. Now, back in World War II, big mistake number two, which was the first time they realized they were going to have to number these things. The U.S. Navy had 30 ships for every one admiral. Today, despite all the recent shipbuilding that's been going on with these littoral combat ships and these amphibious assault ships and all the rest of that, we now have more admirals in the U.S. Navy than we even have ships. It's become top-heavy with brass. And all of these admirals, they get all the perks, the flying around on the Gulfstream fours, and you know, the offices and all the stuff that goes with being an admiral in the United States Navy. Meanwhile, of course, the Navy, to cut costs, is forcing out, or has forced out, 3,000 mid-career sailors. These were career Navy people who were on the career path, and they got to that middle command, middle rank range, and the Navy said, we got to cut costs. We're going to let you all go. I think these 3,000 mid-career sailors were probably a lot more useful to the process of a global force for good, which is the new Navy motto, than all of this surplus of admirals. When you have a Navy that's got more admirals than ships, that's a joke. And it's a reminder that all of this vast amount of money being spent on our military may not be buying a credible military. I know that it is a doctrine of faith in Washington, D.C., that because we have outspent the other guys, we have the best military in the world. It may not be true. We certainly have the most wasteful military in the world, in all of history. But when we look at the actual performance of these very costly, complicated weapons systems, the amount of downtime that they go through because of the poor quality of their systems, we could find ourselves in this conventional war that everybody seems to think is a good idea and finding ourselves literally being outgunned by very efficient, elegant, simple economic weapon systems on the other side. Meanwhile, there's another scandal that has surfaced from quite a while ago, and we've talked about this before, how under United States law, it is the law in this country, the military can conduct biological weapons tests on American citizens without their knowledge. There was one really bad scandal back in the 1950s where the U.S. government sprayed the city of San Francisco with what they thought was a harmless bacteria, was just going to produce some annoyances, and just by tracking hospital records of people coming in complaining about sneezes and headaches and the rest of it, they would show how quickly this bacteria managed to get inside the buildings following an aerial spraying. Well, it turned out the bacteria was a little more strong than they thought. Some people died from this. Government does this kind of stuff. Now a new scandal has surfaced. When we come back from these commercials, I'll tell you about it.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorne, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendovite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendovite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
Tonight, as I sit at the kitchen table, my monthly check to bank and trust, I sigh to think I should have seen this coming. Now I'm struggling with another boom gone bust. Oh, see how the bubbles swell.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And a reminder, the reason these bubbles happen is because this is how those Wall Street money junkies make their vast fortunes. They'll start a bubble. They'll get everybody all hot and bothered to jump onto it. Mortgage-backed securities bundles, student loan bundles, whatever. They'll ride it up to the top. They'll sell out. It crashes. And money has been moved from ordinary American working people, middle-class people, to the pockets of the money junkies, for which nothing of any tangible value has been returned to society. And this is why Alan Greenspan is now admitting they saw the bubble in the 1990s, the real estate mortgage-backed securities bubble, and they did not do anything about it because they all make their fortunes from these things. They're not accidents. They are intentional. It's a pump and dump on a national scale. That's what they're doing here. Now, getting back to this thing, we're talking about the practice of the U.S. government to test out biological weapons delivery systems on the American people. And we were talking about the spraying of San Francisco with this bacteria, which turned out to be a lot more deadly than they thought. People died from that. We know they've dropped off light bulbs full of biological weapons simulants down into the New York subways. They're getting ready, apparently, to do another one just like that. And always it's saying, oh, this stuff really isn't all that harmful. You know, you'll be, you may get a little sick, but it's really all because of the national security here. Well, apparently, another scandal has surfaced. Between the years of 1944 and 1961, the military dropped what they called radiation bombs on U.S. cities. Now, they weren't bombs in the sense of exploding. It was simply a canister of finely powdered radioactive materials so they could then go on down on the ground with radiation counters and just see how it had spread with the prevailing winds. And they dropped these outside U.S. cities in order to see how long it would take for the radiation to be detectable inside the buildings, inside the cities. Because a biological or chemical or radiological weapon that can't get into the buildings, can't get into your home, really doesn't cut it with the Pentagon. And it turns out the total amount of radioactivity dropped on American cities during these experiments was 60 times greater than the release from the Three Mile Island meltdown. Gee, I wonder what the cancer rates are in these areas around these cities where they conducted these tests. Hey, but not to worry if you've come down with cancer. As long as you've got money or insurance, so we've got the cancer centers, they will take you in and sort of kind of make you all better. So it's a reminder of the true nature of the United States government and the military mindset. You are all their guinea pigs. They test things on you, often without your knowledge. So, anyway. Now, over in Pakistan, as you're probably already aware, there has been Musharraf, their ex-leader, is accused of masterminding the assassination of Benazir Bhutto. And the prosecutor investigating the murder of Benazir Bhutto just got assassinated, gunned down outside his home. He was also prosecuting militants linked to the 2008 terror attack in the city of Mumbai. I guess he got a little too close to somebody's uncomfortable truth. Now, getting on to the gun grabbers here as we finish out our Friday and heading into the weekend here. Over in Colorado, there is now a recall underway for the four Colorado Democrats who took the lead in the push to grab the guns. And the gun grab is definitely already on here. And these particular Colorado Democrats are John Morse, Angela Giron, Evie Hudak, and Mike McClacken. And apparently they're getting a lot of signatures on these things for the recalls. And under Colorado law, these guys can be recalled here. But the gun grabbers are desperate. They know you're angry. They know they have so impoverished you that you have nothing left to lose. They're afraid of you, and they're trying to disarm you. And again, on the corporate media today, they're waving Sandy Hook all over and all the gun statistics. Oh, we've got the guns are bad, and we're seeing this brainwashing going on. There was another one of these schools that was subjected to an unannounced simulation of a mass shooting, traumatized the kids and the teachers. It's not about dealing with a mass shooting. It's about getting everybody scared. Please, mommy, take the guns away so we can be safe. Kids being thrown out of school for just having a picture of a gun or even going with the finger and going bang. Obama is back to dropping hints that he's going to enforce his gun ban via executive order. And a reminder, that is not a constitutional use of the executive order. The legitimate constitutional purpose of a constitutional order is to enforce the expressed will of the Congress, which is supposed to represent the expressed will of the people. The president can't simply write an executive order and say, this compels the American people to do thus and such. It's null and void. We'll be right back with more about the gun grabbers.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
now more than ever. Killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Blind eyes they will not see. They'll jail themselves and call the bars Homeland Security.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're going to grab a phone call real quick. Damien in South Carolina. Aloha, Damien. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Mike, how are you? This is a first-time caller, but I've been listening to you for a long time. Thanks for taking my call. I just heard you talking about government doing little science projects on their lab specimens known as the American people.
Mm-hmm.
And I work in radiation oncology, and I treat cancer patients. I'm 40 years old. My wife is from the former Soviet Union. She experienced the whole Chernobyl thing. She's from Belarus. And I'm sure you've probably heard of it. There's a book called Dr. Mary's Monkey. And it's about how the whole polio vaccine with SV40 and how she also she wound up getting killed or what have you, or died. But about how all these people with cancer from the SV40 virus could be linked, like you were mentioning the other day, actually, about the kidneys, the virus being grown in the kidneys to then create the vaccines for polio.
Yeah.
And basically how, you know, you can't discount the fact that if the government has done all these other false flags, what other ends would they not stop at in creating these things for financial gain or for just one big lab experiment and see what happens.
It may not even be intentional. I mean, my personal theory of the origin of the HIV virus is because it arose primarily in Africa during the smallpox vaccination campaign. And when during that campaign, they simply set up labs in Africa, which were not clean modern buildings. In some cases, they were grass shacks. They were taking smallpox from cows that happened to have bovine leukemia. They cultured them on the liver from sheep that had the sheep vicina virus. And this is in an era where it wasn't really understood that organisms can spontaneously recombine to form a new life form. And the HIV virus has characteristics from both bovine leukemia and sheep vicina, and I think that's really where it came from. And it wasn't intentional. It's just they weren't being careful about the health quality of the animals they were using for the raw materials for the processing of the vaccine. My issue here with this dropping of radiation on the American cities is it was intentional. It was literally a case of, let's just drop this stuff on the American people and see what happens. And if you go back and you look at United States Public Law 95-79, this is Title 50, Chapter 32, Section 1520, it says, the Secretary of Defense may conduct tests and experiments involving the use of chemical and biological warfare agents on civilian populations within the United States. The use of human subjects will be allowed for the testing of chemical and biological agents by the U.S. Department of Defense, accounting to congressional committees with respect to the experiments and studies. In other words, it is U.S. law. They can hit you with a germ or radiation or a chemical agent, look for the reaction, and then go over to Congress and say, well, boy, this really messed up, didn't it?
See,
give us more funding and we'll make it better.
Yeah, and you're, this kind of information being brought to the surface, I tend to disagree with the fact that, I mean, I'm sure there are some things that are accidental, but if it was accidental, they take the accidental discovery and then they use it to their benefit. Like, you look at the Tuskegee
Project. Oh, there's no question about that.
Yeah.
There's no question about that.
And then they turn around and they're like, oh, well, you can't sue us or we won't give you damages. Like, with vaccine injuries, they passed a law that you can't sue pharmaceutical companies if you get injured from a vaccine.
That was a rider on the Homeland Security Act.
Right. And it was right around the time when everyone was saying, hey, autism could be caused by these vaccines, and they're like, oh, we got to do something. And then now you look at it, and we've gone from, what, 1 in 1,000 kids having autism to 1 in 88. My son has autism and Tourette's, and, you know, you ask that question to any physician, they're like, no, they took the mercury out. And it's like, no, you look, there's still thimerosal in there. You ask for the insert on any of these, they've still got mercury in them.
That's exactly right. It was supposed to be banned, and then they said, well, we've still got all these vaccines with thimerosal, we can't just throw them away. And the government said, yeah, you can go ahead and use up your stock. And now, of course, it's just, yeah, it's still there. And there is still a good body of evidence linking this mercury-based preservative to autism, but funding to find that link has basically evaporated, because what are you going to do once you have the research? You can't sue, you can't recover your money, and you know it's all about protecting these pharmaceutical industries from these horrible mistakes that they're making and these very dangerous chemicals that they're using. This epidemic of peanut anaphylaxis in the American population coincides with the introduction of peanut oil as a vaccine adjuvant.
Mm-hmm.
And peanut oil is something you are supposed to eat. It's not supposed to be injected intravenously into your veins, mm-hmm. bypassing the digestive process.
Right. And you couple all that with the fact that, Mike, I'm intimately aware of the cost of cancer treatment. And
oh, yeah.
I look at it, and I'm like, this cannot be accidental. And they always talk about things like Susan G. Komen, Race for the Cure. And I've gone to these things, and I've told these women. I mean, I graduated from grad school at UNC, and I'm talking to these women, and I said, you know, we've gone, you know, through lab studies and whatnot. And I've told these people, I'm like, you're never going to find a cure for all these different forms of breast cancer, you know, the stages and whatnot. And, you know, what you should be pushing for is the cause. Find the cause of cancer. And then we can tell people, don't do this, or this will, you know, this is what's causing the cancer. But they're never going to, you never see a fundraiser for finding out the cause of something. They're always
no, you
doing
don't.
A fundraiser
and
to get the money to fund all the treatments, which are perpetual and will
that's
drain
exactly,
us financially.
That's exactly right. Nobody wants a cure, because if you have, you know, a case of the creeping trots or something, and I cure you, you go away, and I don't make any more money off of you.
Right.
And so for all this talk about finding a cure, nobody is looking for cures to disease. They're looking for treatments. They're looking for something that you will take month after month, year after year, for the rest of your life, a permanent, guaranteed revenue stream for the pharmaceutical industries and the hospital.
And one more thing, I'm going to let you go, but listen okay. to this. You talk about how your bankers, and this is, and I, God's honest truth, because I have a brother who works for J.P. Morgan, and he explained it all to me. He knows what's going on. I can't understand why he still works for them. But basically, he said that it's just like what you said, where the bank, I mean, if they didn't have usury, everyone would pay their homes off in 5 to 10 years. We'd own our homes. We wouldn't have property taxes, and we'd actually have physical personal property that was, you know, eternal, not eternal, but perpetual source of equity for us, you know, in our lives to, you know, pass down to our children, whatever, or use as an investment, etc. But instead, they want us on a 30-year note where if we borrow $150,000, we wind up paying them over $300,000 back. And
that's
I believe
exactly right.
that, you know, the same masterminds, the Rockefellers, the Carnegies, the Morgans, and the Rothschilds, all these people, they're like, they have so many irons in the fires to generate them money, and if it's $100 or $200 billion a year in oncology, you know, funds they're bringing in with their pharmaceuticals, like from the Flexner Report 100 years ago to push that kind of medicine, and then everything else, and they're banking with mortgages and inflating stock market, so nobody, and you know, with Ben Bernanke doing the $40 billion a month in monetizing, nobody is going to invest in a CD at 3 or 4 or 5% because it's not there. So they all have to go in the stock market. They game the system on every single angle. There is,
yes, they
I mean,
do.
You can. You go and buy gold and silver, and what do? They drive the market down because they owe Germany all their gold back. So what do? They screw all of us who are, you know, $50 an ounce on silver. Now we're down to 23 again, and same with gold, and they're doing it just to game it for themselves, you know?
They absolutely are. Now, the good news is that gold is already recovering from that smash down a week ago,
mm-hmm.
and it did not succeed in scaring us all into running down to the gold dealer and dumping our physical so that the private central banks could scoop it up to cover their shortfalls. Quite the opposite happened. Demand for physical among ordinary people went through the roof. They're taking advantage of the low prices because they know it's going to go up. And getting back to this thing about the health industry and, Susan Komen's The Race for the Cure. They don't want a cure. They want new diagnostic tests they can sell you. They want new treatments. They new whatever. And apparently the actual statistics are the incidence of breast cancer in women is on the rise.
Yes, you're absolutely
and
right.
It turns out they have found that most breast cancers will go away themselves. Most people who get cancer and don't realize it, their body succeeds in getting rid of it. But
well,
it's a big business to say, oh, you've got this, you have to come in, and you have to have radiation, and you have to have chemotherapy. And now they're coming out and saying, well, the radiation may burn out that cancer, but the radiation is going to trigger further cancers in your body. Chemotherapy actually makes, if you have a resurgence of the cancer, it comes back far more aggressive and metastatic, and anything that is a threat to that, whether it's hydrazine sulfate or Laetril, because it's low cost, it has to be driven out of business because it's all about extracting the maximum work product from the American people by hook or by crook. That is fascism.
Yes, it is. It is absolutely fascism. And when you have the FDA, who is the ultimate arm of that branch of the fascism, covering all the bases of what can and cannot be approved, and, you know, like vitamin B12, they don't want anyone using that to treat when it's been proven in other countries they use it, and it has great success, you know, versus all sorts of horrible chemotherapy agents, although B12 can be dangerous, too, if not used properly, but they don't even offer that to options to, you know, patients in this country. And, you know, the number of kids with cancer today, I'm from Vermont. I did all my internships at Mass General and the Harvard Joint Center. And mm-hmm. I remember then in the 90s when they told us, so like the number of kids with cancer now versus in the early 1900s, it's just ridiculous. And it's just like with autism. And you get these pundits for, you know, for the people who are causing all this to say, oh, well, it just wasn't being recorded, it wasn't documented. It's like, are you kidding me? You think someone would have been writing about all these kids with autism or with cancer or with problems back in the 1900s? I mean, they were writing stuff back in the 1600s and 1500s, you know? Like, don't tell me that it just wasn't documented. You can't have 1 in 88 kids with autism in 1920 and not have some form of documentation that pushed that number more than 1 in 1,000, you know?
You're absolutely right about that. We know that a lot of our modern ills were not the problems they were in medieval or even ancient times. They've gone back and done statistical studies of recovered bodies all the way back to including the Iceman, all of the Egyptian mummies, everybody they find in the peat box, and they're finding out the incidence of cancer was very, very, very low compared to modern time. But as you say, nobody wants to find the cause of cancer because it shuts off the money flow. Nobody wants a cure to anything. The common cold is a good example. Nobody wants to cure the common cold. It's almost like this cultural icon, they can't find the cure for the common cold. They don't want it. Because the model is, you get a cold, you go down to your pharmacy, you buy a cold treatment. You take it, and they say, okay, you're better. You go back to work, you infect other people, they go to the pharmacy, they get a cold treatment, they come back to work, they go to church, they go to school, they spread it around, and it's a huge money-making operation. Nobody in our medical establishment wants to cure anything, because it shuts off the money flow. Remember when AIDS first started erupting and everybody was screaming about AIDS and how scary it was. And there was all this money, we need a cure to AIDS. Nobody found a cure for AIDS. It's treatment after treatment after treatment after treatment. Because the business model is, they will get you on these prescription medications that you will take every day of your life for the rest of your life, guaranteed flow of money to the pharmaceutical companies.
Yeah, unless, of course, you're Magic Johnson, who's had AIDS for how long now?
Yeah, and he's doing fine.
Magic Johnson doesn't look any different than the day he came out and did the press conference saying he was positive.
Yeah, well, he's HIV positive, but he's not symptomatic, and that's one of the reasons to wonder if there really is a link between that particular virus and the AIDS symptoms, because if you go back and you look at how the Pasteur Institute was just rushing to declare that they had found the cause of AIDS, and they took some shortcuts, and they may have missed, and it's kind of interesting we should bring this up, because there's a show on TV, it's hosted by John Noble, who went on to do Fringe, and I forget the name of this show, but they did a segment on Louis Pasteur about how when he came out with his rabies vaccine, he lied. He told everybody he had cured 50 dogs with this vaccine, and he hadn't. And they just shot up this kid, and he lucked out. It turned out his vaccine worked, but, you know, under this desire for profitability and to beat other scientists to publication, they take these horrible shortcuts.
Well, you know that Jonas Salk's vaccine was hardly ever used. It was done laboratory, and then they brought it out, and they found out it was killing some of their test subjects. And the guy who was promoting it, I heard the story on a talk show similar to yours, and this guy, he was doing the documentary on it, and it turned out that this wealthy guy who was promoting Salk's approach to the polio vaccine, he said, they were going to pull it, and he said, I'm going to inject my grandson with it right now, and you'll see, and his grandson died, and that a derivative of something else was used in the for the polio vaccine after that. But it's the same thing with, I'm drawing a blank now.
Okay, well, I'm going to have to cut you off here because
cool.
We got one more caller, and we're almost out of time here, but I want to point out something that most people don't understand. Over time, illnesses evolve to be less harmful because an infecting agent that kills its host ends its own ability to reproduce and spread beyond that particular host. And so when measles first appeared, it was a slate wiper, was killing people. These days, it's a childhood annoyance. Over time, illnesses tend to trend down in terms of their effect. A pathogen that kills its host is evolutionary failure. And a lot of diseases, over time, they just sort of burn themselves out and go away. And the doctors like to take credit for it. Got to let you go, Damien. We're going to grab Tom in Texas who called back. Tom, real quick before the commercial break, what's on your mind?
Hey, Pal Hana Friday, bro.
Pal Hana yourself.
Yes. Thanks for bringing me back. That milk carton thing worked. I appreciate it, man. But no, what I want
While you're there, can you get me some cottage cheese? Because I'm about ready to harvest a pineapple out of my pineapple plantation.
Oh, no kidding. I've got strawberries and blueberries and blackberries to go with it.
Good for you.
A little
Good
bit of cinnamon and sugar. Oh, yeah. But actually, what was on my mind several times on your show and your blog there, I noticed they were talking about absolving the Constitution. And you were saying
yes.
It was a good thing.
Well, I was saying that tongue-in-cheek because the authority of the federal government over the American people rests on the Constitution. If they throw it in the shredder, the federal government becomes null and void. Of course, they don't see it that way, but that's the reality. That Constitution is the contract by which we, the people, allow the federal government to run our nation, supposedly for our benefit. If the federal government tosses the Constitution out, they've basically torn up their own contract, and they instantly become illegitimate. Not that they're all that legitimate now, but that's basically where we're at.
Okay, well,
okay.
My thought is, they're not going to actually throw it in the shredder. What they're going to do is they're going to rewrite it in about 1,700 pages in there or whatever. It's going to be something in there that says, I am God, and you will worship me, and if you don't, your life will be miserable.
Well, I'm not going to sign that contract. We got to take a break for commercials. Thank you for the call, Tom. We'll be right back.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
The five self-evident truths of the Declaration of Independence are the standing definition of our republican form of government. Each unalienable right has an attached duty because we are all created equal. Like the right, the duty is permanent and non-transferable. There can be no paper to lien the right and no paper to waive the duty. Deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed does not mean if you can think of it, you can consent to it. Truly, it names a condition where a right must be held without violation of its duty by both parties who can then consent. Our grand jury has been destroyed without the consent or the right. Return the grand jury customarily impaneled by the elected county sheriff and one where people can appear with information. McGilvery Machine Company, Reading, Michigan. Innovative research and development of prototype industrial equipment since 1988.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
If you've got the money, honey, we got the bombs. We'll plant them anywhere you like and blow up in L1. Whip this world into a frenzy, killing babies, dads, and moms. If you got the money, honey, we got the bomb. if you got the money, well, we won't say we did. The towers in New York City.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And as we head into this last segment, the Friday show before the weekend, I want to leave you with something to think about. History has shown that the honest man loses to the teller of white lies, who loses to the teller of black lies, who loses to the cheat, who loses to the thief, who loses to the extortionist, who loses to the murderer, who loses to the drug lord, who loses to the genocidal tyrant. The question in these dark times is not what is the U.S. government capable of, but what is the U.S. government not capable of. History has shown the government has an attitude of anything they need to do to achieve their agenda, to achieve their ends, is permissible. And we rely on the blind faith of the American people in the goodness of government so they won't see it. Nothing protects a government conspiracy more powerfully than the faith of the people that government couldn't possibly ever do anything that evil. And so when a government engages in a fraud or a conspiracy against the people, by default, they have to go into that realm of those actions the people simply cannot believe the government capable of. And that is where they live and shape history. Now, we know that military assets are being moved around, repositioned around Syria and Iran. We know wars with those countries are still on the agenda. We know last year Obama set a timeline of June for war with Iran. If Boston's agenda was to reignite the war fever against the evil Muslims and the American people, it has failed. And failed miserably. And so is our government considering at this very moment something grander and bloodier with which to scare us back into throwing our babies onto the designated enemy's bayonets? Of course they are. That's how they operate. Every war in history was started with a lie, with a fraud, with a deception, with a false flag. The U.S. government is very much aware they are dealing with a skeptical population. The American people are looking for reasons to doubt the official story. They don't accept anything on faith any longer. The polls continue to show that erosion of trust. And so our government may be considering doing something so horrific, so shocking, people won't dare take the risk it's not true. They'll be numbed by it. Their brain will be disconnected by it. Like the original 9/11 that just delivered a psychic shock to the entire nation, to an extent that obviously Boston failed to do. So we need to be vigilant. We need to be aware that our government lies to us, loots us, enslaves us, treats us as livestock. What will they do next? We can only wait. Have a good weekend. We'll be back here on Monday on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Until then, stay safe. Have a good weekend. Please reach out to those people who are asking questions but don't have the answers. Invite them to join us here at Republic Broadcasting, whatreallyhappened.com. Please support both of us. We don't have the millions of dollars that are being poured into the professional liars. We need your help. Have a good weekend. Aloha, America.